All right, Anthony Masterson sitting here with Peanuts first baseman Chris Marrero. And Chris, you've been a consistent contributor pretty much all season long. What's been your approach to the plate so far this year in 2009?
To see a lot of pitching and just have a plan when you go up there and just see the ball and hit the ball and hit the ball hard wherever it's pitched.
How do you prepare to face a certain pitcher?
Just know what he's got and just, you can't really prepare too much because a lot of these guys you really haven't seen. Now, second half we're going to see him a lot more, but before it's just, just get a good pitch to hit and just try to see what he's throwing for a strike. If he's not landing his curveball for a strike, then you got to leave the outfit.
Do you guys have any video of the pitchers that you can study beforehand?
Not yet, not in here in this league, but I know in the big leagues they do. But right now, all we could tell is from a book we have that our pitching coach writes.
All right, you've crushed lefties so far this season, hitting 378 against southpaws. Do you see the ball better against them, or is it just one of those things that just happens throughout the course of a year?
I do see the ball better off of lefties, but I've always hit righties too my whole life, and I'm struggling a little bit with that now, but just got to keep doing what I'm doing, and hopefully it'll change.
All right, so your brother Christian Marrero, he played for the Winston-Salem Dash so far in the season. He actually just got called up to Double-A, but is it strange to play against a sibling here in the Carolina League?
It's always strange to play against a sibling no matter where you're at. He's family, so we've always played together our whole lives, and for the first time we got to play against each other, and It was a great feeling just to be in the same field with him, and it was brought back a lot of memories.
And what was it like growing up in that house? Was it a bit of a sibling rivalry between the two of you?
Sometimes here and there, but we mostly worked together and we tried to make each other a lot better.
I'm sure you're happy for Team Go and get promoted to Double-A, but was it kind of sad to see him leave so you won't see him for the rest of the season on the same field?
A little, and I'm also happy that he's going up. I want him to do good, and I want to get to the big leagues, I want to see him in the big leagues too, and one day, hopefully, we play against each other in the big leagues.
Do you guys share tips on pitchers and other advice on how to handle the bats in the Carolina League?
When we were here, I would ask him about certain pitchers here and there, what they threw and how they were, and he would help me, and I would also help him as well. So it was, I was a little more prepared when I got to the game.
All right, and you were injured for the second half of last year, and was it kind of tough to see your teammates win the Mills Cup from the sidelines?
Yeah, it definitely was. I had contributed a lot the first half, and just to be sidelined for the playoffs and not be able to play and win a championship with that team that we had. I was a little disappointed, but, I'm healthy this year, and hopefully we can do it again this year.
Yeah, speaking of some of your teammates, is it kind of a thrill to see your former teammates like Jordan Zimmermann, Ross Detweiler, and Craig Stammen pitching for the Washington Nationals right now?
Definitely is. It tells you that those guys, they've been working their whole life to get up there, and they're finally there, living the dream. So, hopefully one of us and on this team will see each other there and in the big leagues too.
All right, as a top-hitting prospect in the organization, do you feel any added pressure to perform at a high level at only 20 years of age?
Sometimes, and sometimes I don't. I really want to do good every time I'm up there, and sometimes I put a little bit too much pressure. But, the more you play, the more you learn that, it's just a game and that you just got to take it day by day and just have fun.
All right, a couple of the favorites and a little quick hits. Your favorite place to play so far you've experienced in professional baseball?
I would have to say Hagerstown because I had the most success there, so can't complain.
All right, favorite movie of all time?
Favorite movie, Bad Boys 2.
Favorite artist?
Young Jeezy.
Favorite food you've had so far on the road?
On the road? That's kind of tough. I would have to say Japanese food we had at Myrtle Beach. Pretty good.
Right, how about favorite food in general?
Favorite food in general is anything my mom, my grandma cook.
All right, what do you guys do in your downtime? You guys with the baseball team a lot, you're on the road a lot. What do you do when you have a chance to get away from the ballpark?
We mostly just hang out. We'll go to the movies sometimes and just, try to rest a lot because, every day it's a grind. So mostly I just try to rest.
All right, Chris, what are some of your goals for the second half of the season?
My goals are to cut down on the strikeouts, and just have fun and just put up some better numbers. You always want to put up better numbers and just, stay healthy is the most important thing.
All right, Chris Marrero, thank you very much. This is Anthony Masterson signing off. Send it back to Dan in the press box.